Treehouse Radio is made possible in part by the National Council of Teachers of English, which supports public radio by and for kids. If you are walking in the woods, down the path with all the pine needles that smell so good, after a little while, you'll come to a small pond that has a huge willow tree beside it. That's the enchanted willow tree. In the trunk of the tree, there's a wooden door with a magic rhyme carved in it. If you read the rhyme aloud and then spin around, the door will open and you can go inside and up the spiral staircase carved into the tree trunk. At the top of the stairs is Treehouse Radio.
I'm right here.
Where's the path?
I don't know. It's so flooded.
I know. I am totally wet.
Me too. No wonder Kim and Nicole didn't want to do the show today. They're probably inside where it's nice and warm and dry.
It's worth it.
I'm not so sure. So we'll be on the radio.
So what? Here it is. Here's the tree.
Finally.
Sunshine through leaves, branches in the breeze, rhyme and spin and tricks on in.
It's not working.
It's the wrong tree.
Oh, no.
Keep walking.
Ugh.
Here it is. Here's the door.
Yay!
Sunshine through leaves, branches in the breeze, rhyme and spin and traipse on in.
We made it. I can't believe it.
Squish, squish, squish.
Squish, squish.
We can't do the show like this.
We can put on some music while we look for something dry to wear.
Okay, then we'll start the show.
Put on the song about the tree that changes color.
It's right here.
The fire of change.
welcome to Treehouse Radio, where kids are heard but not seen. I'm Chris, and today I'm hosting a show with Jeremy.
Hitabelle the cat is at the control board.
The song we just played was called Fire of Change, and it was sung by the Smith Sisters.
It was about the first trees to change color in the fall.
And it was about people who change, too.
We're sorry we got off to a slow start with the show.
It was raining. We couldn't even find the right tree. And even when we did, we're soaked.
We're all dry and warm now, but we're not going to tell you what we're wearing.
No way, Jeremy. I swear, if you tell...
They're not going to hear it from me.
Me either. I never even hear the end of it at school.
Anyway, on today's show, we'll hear a really great interview that Katie and Michael did a long time ago.
It's with Michael Powers, who's a one-man band.
And we'll hear some writing that was done by our band of school students for Illinois Arts Week.
Of course, every week is Arts Week at Treehouse Radio.
And here they are.
Hi, my name is Gary, and my poem is about a dirty dog. A dirty dog smells like rotten eggs. It tastes like pizza world. It feels like trash. A dirty dog looks like brown chocolate pudding and muddy soil. A dirty dog sounds like a cow mooing its lonely head off. That's a dirty dog.
The Day I Saw a Pig by Irene Sue. One day I saw a pig. It was big and muddy. I reached out to touch it. It felt soft, a little hairy, and a little slimy. It smelled like mud. It looked like a big lump of mud. It sounded like a dog with a sore throat. I looked at it and said to myself, I would never eat bacon again.
Jurassic Park.
You can't have it because dinosaurs are extinct.
I want the raptors.
You can't have them because they would kill me and you.
I want the foot-stomping T-Rex.
You can't have T-Rex because I can't catch T-Rex.
I want Jurassic Park because I like meat eating dinosaurs.
You can't have it because meat eaters will kill me.
I want it now.
You can't have it because it's in South America.
Out in the back by the grape steak fence is a place where nature makes so much sense. All the creatures living in harmony. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. Having a party in the loquat tree.
grass in the sun, and then someday the squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee are having a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. The squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee all having a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. The squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee all having a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree.
That was the Indigo Girls with Wild Wild Party in the Loquat Tree. From the new CD, Put On Your Green Shoes.
We look like we're ready to party.
Yeah, right. Man, you look like one of those guys from Blazing Saddles with wearing a barrel around their naked self.
Well, those pantyhose on your head don't look too hot either. Where'd you get those, Vogue magazine?
Yeah, right. Okay, well, anyway, back to the show. You are listening to Treehouse Radio, where kids are heard but not seen.
Luckily for us.
And now it's time for, well, and now it's time now to hear some more writing.
Mother Earth by Morgan King. Mother Earth made her children, each one special and different. She made the ground so her children can run. She made the trees so her children can climb. She made the wind so her children can fly kites. She made the home so her children would be safe.
My name is Jean Johnson, and I wrote this monologue. I call it My Letter to Myself. I am half Japanese and half American girl. I wonder if it is true that some girls call me teacher's pet. I hear my friends calling me to join them and play games. I see my friends having so much fun. I want never to be lonely. I'm half Japanese and half American girl. I pretend I'm in a wonderful land. I feel excited, lively, full of energy. I touch a wing of a fairy. I worry about dying. I cry when I feel angry toward another. I am half Japanese and half American girl. I understand how it feels to have no courage but to lie to someone. I say, oh, crud. I dream of meeting some cartoon character. I hope the world will come to peace and have no ugly feelings. I am half Japanese and a half American girl.
Every life is meant for living. Every song is to be sung. Every gift is meant for giving. It's the same for everyone. For the world was built by dreamers. Those who dream and so it seems. That this world was made for dreaming. If we just wake up and dream, you can wait a lonely lifetime for a knock upon your door. Ships are safe inside the harbor. But is that what ships are for? filled by dreamers. There's a dream, and so it seems, that this world was made for dreaming. If we just wake up and dream, there's a time for every person, there's a space for everything, and from every situation, what we take is what we bring. You can wait a lonely lifetime for a knock upon your door. Ships are safe inside the harbor, but is that what ships are for? All the world was built by dreamers. That this world was made for dreaming. Can't we just wake up and dream? All the world was made for dreaming. If we just wake up and dream.
That was Wake Up and Dream, sung by Megan McDonough.
And this is Treehouse Radio, where kids are heard but not seen.
Now we're going to hear a really good interview that Katie and Michael Cirith did in the summer of 91.
Here they are interviewing musician Michael Powers.
In a one-man band?
What's that?
What kind of instruments do you use in a one-man band?
Yeah, I use percussion instruments, like a cowbell and a small other bell that rings a lot more than a cowbell. And I use ankle bells, and I use popcorn inside of a salt shaker and jacks in there, too. I got seven jacks and tied to the shoe. And let's see, I use whistles and a kalimba. And harmonica, and I spin tops on plates, and I play this. This here is you've seen it, just a chalice with nickels in it. And maybe some other things later on. I just don't know. And a bicycle horn. Bicycle horn is very important.
That's neat.
Thank you.
Anybody clap for you?
Have I ever heard anybody what? Clap for me?
Yeah.
I have, and it makes me feel so good.
Well, can you recall how much people?
Oh, probably 25 million.
That sure is a lot. Is it hard to be a one-man band?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it hard to be a one-man band?
Sometimes it's hard, but mostly it's just fun.
Have you ever done a real show?
A real show? This is a real show. Yeah. Doing a real show now. You're a part of it. What's your name?
Michael?
My name is Michael also.
My name is Caitlin.
All right. Hello. Very fine to meet you both.
I like your music.
What? What?
I like your music.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Were you happy when you started this one-man band?
Was I happy?
Yeah.
I was happy when I started the one-man band, yeah. It made me happy to be starting a one-man band. Actually, I wasn't so happy when I first started it. I mean, before I started. I got happy after I started it. Yeah. Ah.
What's it like to be a one-man band?
Ah, I'm sorry. What?
What's it like to be a one-man band?
It's like being a kid again. It's like being just a balloon man. It's like being a hurdy-gurdy man. It's like being riding a bicycle no-handed. It's like riding a unicycle. It's like, well, it's like this.
Did you ever think of having a two-man band?
But I've played in two-man bands, three-man bands, four-man bands, five-man bands, six-man bands, seven-man bands, when I played drums. Well, I played with a lot of other people, and I kind of like just doing this by myself. Sometimes, though, it is a two-man band when somebody like you plays a bell. You want to play this?
Okay.
All right. Okay, here comes another one. Ha! Okay, now see, we got a two-man band and a one-woman band. A three-kid band. And a Santa in the street. Ha, ha, ha. You just keep playing those bells, and I'm going to spin the top now. Keep playing the bells. Okay, we're going to just watch the top spin, and listen to this.
Listening to an interview of Michael Powers done by Katie and Michael Cirth.
Let us pause in life's pleasures to count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weak. Come again no more. Many nights you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks still say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many nights you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh,
come again no more.
That was Hard Times, a song written by Stephen Foster.
And sung by the Smith Sisters.
And this is Treehouse Radio, where kids are heard but not seen. I'm Chris, and I'm hosting the show today with Jeremy.
And I'm Jeremy, and I'm hosting the show today with Chris.
We don't know if you've ever read any of the Raggedy Ann and Andy books by Johnny Gruhl.
Or if you've ever had a Raggedy Ann or Andy doll.
If so, you might want to come to the Jane Addams Bookshop in Champaign next Saturday, anytime between 2 and 4.
Patricia Hall will be there signing for a book signing and a reception.
She just wrote a book, Johnny Gruhl, Creator of Raggedy Ann and Andy.
So, if you like Raggedy Ann and Andy, you might want to go talk to her.
That's at the Jane Addams Bookshop next Saturday, October 2nd, anytime between 2 and 4.
12 o'clock, Treehouse Radio time. Time to go.
Tune in next week for Treehouse Radio.
And meanwhile, stay tuned for the great new kids show, Kinetic City Super Crew,
which is all about garbage.
Bye, Chris.
See you, Jeremy.
Goodbye, all.
Treehouse Radio's executive producer is Sherry Lynn. Consulting producer is Dan Simeone. Mahita Bell, the cat, is our engineer. Sandra Combs and Grace Gibson are our hosts. Theme music is the tune Planksty Crilly from the album Carolyn's Cottage by Jomi Wilson. If you are 12 or younger, please send us your writing. We'll keep it on file for a year and we'll try to fit you in our show. Our mailing address is Treehouse Radio, Station A, P.O. Box 2334, Champaign, Illinois, 61825. Thanks for listening to Treehouse Radio, where kids are heard but not seen.
Treehouse Radio is made possible in part by the National Council of Teachers of English, which supports public radio by and for kids.